Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to the channel. Tonight, we have a terrifying story about this kid named Luke, where his friend Mason disappears but sends him a mysterious text message with coordinates into a town called Cinder Hollow that technically doesn't exist. Now, what would any good friend do, right? Tell his family. Well, Luke decides to go look for him solo. And you know that's not going to end too well. Or does it? Make sure to subscribe if you're new. And let's get spooky. I'm writing this from the back seat of a dead car in a town that doesn't officially exist. My name is Luke. I'm 17. If anyone finds this and doesn't just shrug it off as some creative writing assignment, please, please send someone to Cinder Hollow. The numbers are out there. They were the last thing my friend sent me before he disappeared, and I was stupid enough to follow them. I keep stopping because it sounds like something is dragging itself along the pavement outside. I don't know how long I have, so I'm going to move fast. It started with a text from Mason. He works nights for a delivery app. We'd text while he sat in his car between orders. 3 weeks ago, at 10:47 p.m., my phone buzzed. You ever heard of the Skinned Man? I was in my room, lights off, TV on mute, scrolling. Is that a band or another cryptid thing you're trying to scare me with? He didn't answer. A minute later, my phone vibrated 3 times. First, a link to some old, ugly forum. Second, a screenshot of a thread titled Cinder Hollow / The Skinned Man. Do not go there. Third, a separate text. 40.8319, comma, -78.3941. 3941. No, LOL. No explanation. Just coordinates. What is this? No answer. I tried calling. It rang twice, then went to voicemail. Not unusual. I figured he was just driving. I fell asleep eventually. The next morning, he wasn't at school. By lunch, everyone knew he hadn't come home from his shift. By the weekend, his mom had flyers up. The news ran a short segment. Last seen making deliveries in the late evening. They showed a generic shot of his car with a delivery logo. They talked about his last known route. They didn't mention the coordinates. Nobody knew he had sent them to me. The forum looked ancient, black background, gray text, no avatars. The original poster of the thread had deleted their account. Their post described an abandoned town in the woods off a forgotten stretch of highway in Pennsylvania. No signs, no services, a church, a basement, a well that went down wrong. Flesh on the walls, still talking. They called it Cinder Hollow. They talked about something they called the Skinned Man. Most replies were jokes and arguments, but a few accounts didn't comment anywhere else, and they all said some version of the same thing. Where did our skin go? Buried halfway down the thread, I found Mason's numbers. 40.8319, -78.3941. Underneath, someone had written, "It's the church. You have to go down in the church." That user never posted again. When I clicked the coordinates, my map app dropped a pin in the middle of a huge patch of green. Zoomed in, trees. A thin gray line that may be a road. Zoom out, no town name, no labels. That was the night the noises in my house started. I woke up around 3 to the sound of footsteps above my room. Our house is a one-story with an unfinished attic. No one goes up there except my dad once a year. There is no reason for anyone to be walking around overhead. Soft, careful steps. A creak. A pause. Like whoever was up there had stopped to listen. The air in my room felt heavy. I told myself it was the house settling. Old wood. Temperature drop. Then something scraped across the ceiling. Slowly. Like a heavy bag being dragged. The steps passed directly over my bed. I laid there with my eyes open, staring at the dark, counting my breaths until the house went quiet again. In the morning, Dad looked tired over his coffee.
"You were up late," he said. "Sounded like someone walking around. Neighbor texted me. Said they thought they saw your light on at 1.
"I never got out of bed," I said.
He shrugged. "House is old, Luke. Don't overthink it."
There it was. That little dismissive shrug I had pictured. I didn't mention the coordinates or the thread or the skinned man. Saying it out loud felt like daring him to call me crazy. The noises came back the next night. Sometimes footsteps, sometimes light scratching. Once, 3 slow knocks from inside my closet wall. I'd wake up to find my bedroom door cracked open when I was sure I had closed it. My desk chair angled a little towards my bed, the curtain caught in a way I didn't remember. I kept going back to the thread. Most of the images were broken, but one blurry screenshot showed an empty street, trees leaning in, boarded buildings. Someone had circled a pale shape in an upper window. Another picture was nearly black. The caption just said, "Basement. Don't go down if you hear them." Brightened, it was a gray smear with what may have been a ring of stones. I started dreaming about a well. I also kept thinking about stupid, ordinary things about Mason. Him drumming on the steering wheel, stealing exactly 2 fries, the way he always wanted to push just a little further anytime we explored some place we shouldn't. He pushed too far without me this time. That's what finally made me go. On Friday, I waited until Dad's truck turned the corner for his double shift. The house settled into quiet. I grabbed my backpack, flashlight, batteries, a folding knife from the junk drawer, water, hoodie, phone charger, battery pack. I left a note on the counter. "Went to hang out with Josh. Back later. L." The drive out of town felt normal.
same stores, same traffic, same stupid songs on the radio. I followed the GPS until it told me to turn onto what looked like nothing, just a thin break in the trees. The road was cracked, half eaten by weeds. Branches scraped the car. My signal dropped. 2 bars. 1. None. The map froze when my little blue arrow pointed into blank green. After a while, I passed a rusted out car in a ditch, nose down, a tree growing through its sunroof, faded spray paint on the door red. DNT STP. Don't stop. I drove on.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The trees opened up just enough to show me the remains of a town. Cinder Hollow. Main Street, small square. A handful of two-story buildings. Most windows boarded or broken. Streetlights bent. A gas station with no pumps. A faded convenience store sign with no store beneath it. I pulled in behind an SUV with every door hanging open and a pickup that had no bed. When I stepped out, the silence punched me. No traffic, no planes, no dogs. Even the birds seemed to avoid the place. The pavement was dusty and cracked. In that dust, I saw footprints. Several sets, different sizes. Some sharp-edged, some half-faded. People had been here. More signs the further I went. A crushed water bottle with this year's date on it. A backpack slumped under a collapsed awning. A tripod with no camera. A laundromat with all the washers pried open and forgotten clothing petrified in them. A barbershop. Chair on its side, scissors on the floor. On its door, scrawled in marker, "Don't let it measure you." I didn't want to know what that meant. A small playground sat behind a leaning fence. Chains swung with no seats. A single child sneaker laid on its side in the dirt. At the end of the street, the town opened into a square. The church stood in the middle. Blackened stone walls, vines climbing up them. Broken steeple, shattered stained glass. The double doors were closed. A red arrow had been spray painted on the door, pointing inward. Under the arrow, "This is where they went down." I stood at the bottom of the steps, staring. If Mason had come here, this is where he would have ended up. Inside. Down. I opened the door. It groaned. Cold, sour air rolled out. Wet stone, mold, and something metallic underneath. Inside, light from broken windows showed crooked pews in a shattered altar. Empty water bottles and a dead flashlight laid near the back. On the floor, words had been carved into the planks, deep and jagged. "No way back once you hear them." An arrow scratched next to the words pointed towards a side door behind the altar. I followed it. The side hall was narrow and dark. My flashlight beam picked out peeling paint, old pipes, nothing else. It ended at a set of concrete stairs going down. Above the first step, someone had spray painted, "You really don't have to do this." They were right. I thought about turning back. I also thought about the screenshot of the coordinates and the last message Mason ever sent me. I went down. The air got colder, wetter. It smelled like mold and pennies. My footsteps echoed. Halfway, I heard the first voice.
"Help!"
Thin, strained, floating up from below. Another voice joined in.
"Please, it hurts."
Then more, overlapping, different tones, different ages, all frayed.
"Don't leave us! Where did our skin go?"
That phrase, out loud, in multiple voices at once, made my stomach twist. At the bottom of the stairs, the basement opened into a large room. Stone walls, low ceiling with pipes, cracked concrete floor. And in the center, a well. Waist-high ring of stones, rusted chain hanging over it. The rim was slick and dark, stained. The voices weren't coming from the well. They seeped from everywhere.
"Please! Make it stop!"
My flashlight hit the far wall. For a second, I couldn't understand what I was seeing. The wall was coated in flesh. Red muscle, white tendon, veins pulsing beneath a thin sheen of fluid. It climbed up the wall, across the ceiling, down towards the floor and folds and ropes. Embedded in it were pieces of people. Eyes, some open and rolling, some crusted shut. Mouths opening and closing, lips shredded, teeth exposed. Fingers poking out, flexing weakly before the meat swallowed them again. Half-formed faces pushed forward and sank back.
"Help us!"
One mouth sobbed.
"Don't leave!"
Another gurgled. Hands reaching out of the wall, skinless and shaking.
"Luke!"
My name came across the center. The mass bulged, reshaped. Eyes squeezed out of tissue. A mouth pulled itself open, features sliding into place in a way that made me want to be sick. Freckles, crooked front tooth, a mole near the right eye.
"Mason?"
I said. His eyes focused, bloodshot and too wide.
"It hurts, man,"
he rasped. His voice sounded wet and wrong.
"Please, make it stop!"
Tissue pulled from his face every time he spoke, trying to drag him back in.
"I'm sorry," I said. My throat burned.
"It talked to us,"
he forced out. "Said we'd be warm, said we didn't waste anything. I thought it was just an internet thing, just wanted to see if it was real."
He blinked hard, tears mixed with whatever else slicked his face.
"Don't let it take you to,"
he whispered.
"Don't let it wear you."
The rest of the wall whimpered.
"Where did our skin go?"
Someone keened overhead. I stumbled back until I hit stone on the opposite side. My flashlight beam jerked towards where the stairwell had been. There was no stairwell. Just solid wall. I slammed my free hand against it. Rough, damp stone met my palm. I clawed along the surface, searching for any seam. Nothing.
You can't go.
A voice gibbered from the flesh.
No door. No up. Just down.
Something laughed. It vibrated through the door, up my legs, into my teeth. It came from the well.
New skin!
A voice crooned. Not from the wall, from everywhere.
New skin walked down all by himself. Didn't even have to be chased.
The chain over the well rattled and rose, like something was pulling it from below.
Luke!
Mason gasped.
Run!
There's nowhere to run in the den!
The other voice said, almost cheerful. The chain stopped. Something rose out of the darkness. It came up in one smooth motion, like it was being pushed from underneath. A column of glistening red broke the surface and unfolded into limbs and torso. No skin anywhere. Bare muscle, wet and moving. Bones visible underneath, tendons sliding. The head turned towards me. Empty sockets full of twitching tissue, stripped nose, lipless grin full of yellow human teeth arranged too wide. Strips of dried skin hung from its shoulders like a cloak. Some tattooed, some small. One bore a faded delivery app logo. New skin. It said. The sound was dozens of voices layered into one. You heard the choir and came down. You opened the door. My legs wouldn't move. The skinned man stepped away from the well. With every movement, the muscles on its frame crawled, like they were still trying to decide where they belonged. The hanging skins rustled softly.
Why?
I managed.
Why them?
Its head tilted.
Because they knocked,
it said.
They found the road. They followed the numbers. I answered. Like the curious ones, they always come alone.
It lifted a hand. Bone hooks jutted from each finger.
Don't!
Mason croaked. The skinned man turned towards his voice.
You have so much to say,
it said.
You all do.
It plunged its hand into the wall. Every voice screamed. The sound was one massive, tearing shriek. The meat writhed around its arm, faces twisted, hands spasmed, dust rained down. My ears rang so hard I thought something in my head had ruptured. The skinned man stirred its arm, then yanked it free. Strings of flesh clung and snapped back.
See?
It said.
Still feeling, still warm.
That broke something loose in me. I bolted. I ran along the wall, away from the well, flashlight beam bouncing, shoes slipping on damp concrete. In the far corner, a low archway gapped between fallen stones. I dove through, scraping my shoulders. A narrow passage, low ceiling, pipes overhead dripping rusty water onto my neck. The air tasted like rot. Behind me, its voice followed.
Little mouse in the cracks,
it called.
My den is very old. I always find the cracks.
A metal door sagged at the end of the passage, covered in deep scratches. I hit it full force. It shrieked open and I stumbled into a smaller room with stone walls and a low ceiling. Collapsed shelves, broken jars, and on the far wall a stack of crates under a boarded-up window. Light leaked through the gaps. Real outside light. The wall beside the door swelled outward, stone rippling. I scrambled up the crates. They wobbled dangerously. I grabbed a board and yanked. It held. Splinters bit my palms. I braced my shoulder and pulled harder. It cracked down the middle. Cold air rushed in through the gap. Behind me, stone split with a wet tearing sound, fingers of bone pushing through.
"New skin wants the sky,"
the skinned man hummed.
"They always think the sky means out."
I tore at the remaining boards. Wood snapped, nails screamed, the opening widened. I shoved myself through. Broken wood scraped my arms and ribs. My inner shoulder hit the edge. It felt like somebody pressed a hot knife into it. I screamed and forced myself forward. Fabric tore, skin tore, warmth spilled down my back. Then I was falling. I slammed onto the ground outside on my side, knocked breathless. The building loomed over me. The window I had just come through gapped, jagged. Nothing moved in the dark behind it. For a moment, I thought I had made it. Then something pale pressed against the inside of the opening. A raw, lipless grin.
"New skin,"
the skinned man crooned from inside the wall.
"The hollow is still my den."
I forced myself up. Blood soaked my hoodie around my left shoulder, hot and sticky. When I touched it, my fingers came away bright red, and pain screamed through the whole side of my body. I ran. Streets blurred, storefronts, wrecked cars, dead signs. I caught flashes. Graffiti reading, "We tried the door. It opened." A camera smashed on the sidewalk. A jacket caught on a fence, sleeve ripped off. The dragging sound came again, somewhere behind me. Metal or bone on pavement. Slow. Patient. I cut through another alley. Trash cans on their sides. A reeking dumpster. Walls closing in. At the end of the alley, half buried in weeds, sat an old blue sedan, windows grimy but intact, tires flat, driver's door ajar. I went for it. I slipped inside, pulled the door shut as quietly as I could. The latch caught. The car smelled like dust and old fabric and something sweet and rotten. I scrambled into the back and slid onto the floor behind the front seats, curling up as small as I could get. My shoulder throbbed, blood soaked into the carpet. Outside, the dragging sound passed the alley mouth. Pause, move, come back. My heart pounded so hard the whole car felt like it was shaking. I pulled out my phone. No signal. Battery in the low 20s. Screen cracked. I opened the notes app and started typing. I wrote about Mason's text, the coordinates, the thread, the noises in my house, Cinder Hollow, the church, the basement, the wall of meat, Mason's face, the skinned man. Every few lines I stopped and listened. Once, something bumped the rear of the car. The whole frame shuddered. Rust drifted down.
"New skin!"
Its voice floated through the metal.
Hiding in dead metal bones, little mouse in a rusted shell.
The driver's handle rattled once, then stilled. I held my breath until spots danced in my vision. If anyone reads this, if my phone somehow sends this when I'm not looking, or someone finds this car and scrolls through the notes, please don't treat it like a story. Don't tell the kid in your house that it's just pipes or just the wind when he says something is walking over his bed at night. Don't joke about too much internet when he tells you something he read won't leave his head. Listen. Because if my dad had known what was pacing over my ceiling, what was whispering through the walls, what was waiting at the end of the road with no name, maybe I wouldn't be curled up on the floor of a dead car in a dead town, bleeding through my clothing while something without skin sniffs at the doors. The roof above me dented inwards with a slow, deep groan. Bone pressed the metal down, leaving a small round bulge inches from my face.
Found you!
The skinned man whispered through the roof. Its voice vibrated in my teeth. My phone shakes in my hand. Battery's at 18%. No service. I'm gonna hit save now, even if it never sends. Maybe this will sit here forever. Maybe somebody will find it. Maybe it'll just be one of those ghost files on a dead device. If you see anything online about Cinder Hollow, a thread asking where the skin went, or coordinates like the ones Mason sent me, if a kid named Luke ever shows up on a missing poster, please come quickly.